snatches of music, whole orchestras play inside our heads.
And then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like.
Rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. I apologize that we are 5 minutes late. The fire alarm in the building went off 10 minutes before my show was about to start, so we all evacuated, as you do, and it luckily didn't take too long for us to get the all clear, so now we're back, and hopefully I'll be able to get through most of my music. So I won't really take too long to preamble. This is my last show of 2016. It's not the last Particles and Waves ever. I will be back in the new year, but I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks, so this is also going to be a show about just happy, awesome music. It's been a rough year. It's been a rough semester. It's been a just horrible 2016. And normally, I'm going to start off the show with a song that normally I would bury, I would kind of save for the second, third or so of the hour. But I don't care, and I love it, and just want to start off with a bang. So, for those of you of a certain age, 21 years ago, a Disney movie was released that is not particularly beloved amongst the canon. The soundtrack is rarely played, necessarily. It contains no princesses. It contains no sweeping grand declarations of love and beauty. But it nonetheless has some of the best music that Disney ever made. It's a goofy movie. If you haven't seen a goofy movie, there is no reason why the music should be as good as it is, but it is. There's a character called Powerline, who's voiced by Tevin Campbell, and he has two really, really great songs in this movie. So I'm going to play one, which is the concluding song, and called Eye to Eye. After that, I've got Deerhoof, The Burning Hell, and so, so, so much more here on Particles and Waves, so please stay tuned and enjoy.
clutching a $10 bill in my hand. Sir Johnny's face getting wrinkled and damp. I went down to the mall on Saturday after cartoons. I made straight for the tape store. I knew exactly what to look for. I skipped the candy shop and the clown with the animal balloons. I saw it on the rack with the other new tapes. That baby face with the gap tooth gape. And I grabbed one quick like a pervert in a video store. I guess I was shy, it was my first time. So I joined the girls with the curl bangs and lining when I got back home. I discovered what my ears were for. That was my first day in the world of pop music, where the sound of a drum or the strum of an acoustic could pop it all open like a blister in the sun. A world where Johnny played guitar and Jenny played bass, and they started a band just to see their face in a magazine, cause what else is there to do for fun? Later, drawing logos of bands on backpacks and binders in the backs of my hands, and writing out lyrics with the help of rewind, pause, and play. Math class flashed past in a blur of zeros, daydreaming about all those musical heroes who never needed numbers to say what they had to say. Meanwhile, I developed an unholy affection for the older girls in the smoking section, with the boots and the buckles and the pins and the Circle A shirts. Music was rough, but strangely enough, turned out I liked getting angry and shouting about stuff. I knew the message was meaningful, but though I didn't understand a word. And so I discovered another world of music where the kids are alright. Just like the Who said, you count to four, then play the one or two chords. You sort of know where Hey Ho, Let's Go is a legitimate chorus, and you can search the stacks, thumb the thesaurus, but there's no synonym for rock and roll. I guess I have to think of something to say. So to all the young girls and young guys out there, experimenting with drugs, experimenting with hair, press record on your four track, or whatever kids are using these days. It's life or death, but it's also just music. It chooses you, you don't get to choose it. But once you're hooked like a rug or a jaw. So hats off to Ivan and all the rest of you bands. Thanks for giving us so many good reasons to dance. Thanks for giving us so many good reasons to sing along.
Welcome back. That was Men Without Hats by The Burning Hell off of their album Public Library. Before that, Plastic Thrills by Deerhoof off of The Magic. And at the top of the show, Eye to Eye by Tevin Campbell, a.k.a. Powerline from the Goofy movie soundtrack. I've had a special request come in. So this song goes is from Francella. She wants to wish her mom and dad a happy anniversary. This is Big Star with 13, right after these messages.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa and Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. turn off the lights when you leave a room, and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Won't you tell me what you're thinking of? Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, let me know. If it's no, I can go.
Was Big Star with 13 off of their album One Record and a special request that came in. Thank you for calling in, Francella, and I hope that your mom and dad have a really, really great anniversary. So when I was putting together this show, I started, because it's my last show of the year, I was trying to figure out which of sort of my top albums of 2016 did I want to tip my hat to, and one of them showed up. I put it on my Best of 2016 playlist, even though I don't love the entirety of this album, but there are enough standout songs that it just blows me away, and that's Kristen Control's Excommunicate. I've played it a couple of times before. I've played this specific song a couple of times before, but again, this is the show of happiness and joy and light. So this is White Street from Excommunicate. I've got Twin Reins and Case Langviers as well here on Particles and Waves.
We'll be right back. Comes next. what's next. I got some new words. I can see sideways. If there's a limit, hasn't found me yet.
That was a song called I Want to Be Here by K. Slang and Veers off of their album of the same name. Before that, A Swim by Twin Reins from the album Automatic Hand, and Christian Control with White Street from Excommunicate. Another one of my favorite albums from this year was the Zola's third album, which is called Swooner, and it is quite good. However, I've played a lot of it on the show, and I was going back through my very immense, like, decade-old back catalog of iTunes music, and there's some stuff that Spotify just doesn't have that I do, and one of those things is a fairly rare song by the Zolas that's off of one of their, like, their early EPs, and it's the kind of thing that sometimes when you put out a demo EP, most of the songs that are on there eventually make it onto a full-length album release. This one didn't even, and I'm baffled as to why, but it's one of my favorite Zola songs, and it's called Cadaverous Night, so I want to play that for you. And after that, a song by The Julie Ruin called Planet You, and a piece by Good for Grapes, which is one of my favorite bands ever. So please enjoy all of that.
We I feel that I'm cursed by the wind. I feel the chills held under my skin. It blows me down onto the ledge, a place I've grown to love and a friend.
The December 2016, January 2017 issue of Discorder magazine is out now. We managed to record CITR student executive president Shay McConkie's first glimpse at the new issue.
Whoa!
That's funny.
Open one up yourself to read interviews with Walgreen, poet Adele Barclay, Jakin, Kim Wardle, Dad Thighs, and a guide for playing shows in America, amongst other goodies. Plus, live show reviews of The Body, Hannah Epperson, and album reviews of Monomyth, Daniel Terrence Robertson, and more. Thanks to this issue's advertisers, whom we love dearly, Live Van, Geist, Steam Whistle, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, Mint Records, Nightwood Editions, Audiopile Records, The Astoria Vinyl Records, The Wise Hall, and Jazz Records. Grab a copy around town or read the issue online at discorder.ca.
maybe our best issue ever.
Most likely. I would say like high chance of best edition ever. Nobody told me did it on my own.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
All right, welcome back to the last 15 minutes of the last Particles and Waves of 2016. Just before you heard those, you heard Cursed by the Wind by Good for Grapes off of their album The Ropes, which came out in 2015, but I didn't have a radio show in 2015, and so I didn't have a chance to play it so much for everybody. Before that, Planet You by The Julie Ruin off of Hit Reset, and Cadaverous Night by The Zolas off of the You're Too Cool EP. I, miraculously enough, am going to have enough time to play everything that I wanted to play, which is awesome. So without further ado, here is a song I really love from an album that doesn't quite hold together as much, but this is like a knockout. It's Good Girl by Jadea Kelly off of Love and Lust, and after that, Spirit by Wintersleep.
Holding you, destroying blood, just like a knife.
That was a song called Spirit by Wintersleep off of their album The Great Detachment. And before that, Jadea Kelly with Good Girl off of her album Love and Lust. And that's going to take me to the end of this show, this last show, Particles and Waves of 2016. I will be back in the new year, as I hope will we all. And so before I turn things over to Radio Free Thinker, which is coming up next, I deliberately chose a final song that I think is appropriate and something that we kind of need right now. My friend Alex, upon sending off the charity drive that we both participated in this year, which is Desert Bus for Hope, he spoke incredibly eloquently and beautifully about the feeling of being lost and being unsure and being in a world that really just seems on edge, and how we can help each other and how we can love each other. And it was a very stunningly wonderful way to end the charity drive, and also really to cap off what had been a really rough November. So I want to do something similar, because I'm very much an optimist. I need to believe that things are going to be better, that things are going to work out, that we can work together. And for me, anyway, I'm not naive. Things are hard, and I know that they're going to get harder, but Stars' title track from their most recent album, which is called No One Is Lost, really came to mind, because it is a dance. The whole album's a dance album for people who kind of hate dancing, but this track in particular is both fatalistic and hopeful. And so thank you so much for listening to Particles and Waves. I hope you have a great rest of December, however you choose to celebrate it. Please enjoy No One Is Lost by Stars, and I will be back in the new year.
Au lendemain de fête, les conséquences vécues, répète et répète jusqu'au sommeil. Personne ne reste, personne ne reste, personne ne reste. I'm
You had the lips, you had the lover.